A couple of weeks back, a friend of mine told me something that somewhat is very profound. And she said, if you ever feel some kind of way that you can't explain and you just don't know how you feel, you should write it out. And what she obviously meant was, I should start journaling. And I know I'm not an eloquent writer, as it were. I'm not as talented as the other few creatives. So, TLBS is becoming my journal. So, welcome to the notebook 2. Yeah, I guess that's going to be the title of this episode. For those who are new to this space, this is the TLBS show. My name is Adeyinka Black. Yeah, I'm actually black. And but I'm a very cute black boy. So welcome to today's episode of the TLBS show. So what are we talking about today? Today, basically the same thing. I'm going to be journaling by talking. Yes. So I made mention of something last week that, you know, I almost did not upload the podcast, and I am one person that does not like excuses. I don't like when people make excuses. I don't like when people come up with excuses. So I try my possible best not to give excuses. If I have fallen short of a task or a responsibility, I own up to it and I take responsibility and I move on and I make sure it doesn't happen in, you know, some other time. So that, you know, was one of the driving forces that made me to turn up in spite of everything I have been going through this season. And this week was a great week. We're speaking in the affirmative now. And for some of my friends, it wasn't a great week for them as regards our relationship. Now, what I mean is, so I have been practically, I have been a ghost on social media. I have been AWOL, you know. I have been out of the social media space for justifiable reasons. And so many of my friends have been asking, where are you? And in fact, one of them called me yesterday, and she was like, she uploaded on her status and she was like, can someone please tell Adeyinka his absence is, I don't know what she used, but obviously she was missing me. I know you're going to listen to this episode, so thank you for missing me. And she probably is not going to, not she, she probably, she would not agree or accept that she actually did miss me. But I actually miss all of you, my friends. Y'all have been amazing people to me, and thank you. But the point I'm trying to make is, this week has been a very quiet week for me because I am taking out time to reminisce and reflect on some of the things I want to achieve moving forward as a human being and as a creative. And it dawned on me that we're actually so close to the end of the year. And as such, there's this craze about the new year. And I still feel like there's a lot to be done this year. And you can still, you know, win in your goals that you set out for this year. But needless to say, I just wanted to say that the TLBS show is going to be coming to an end for season 2. Okay, don't get scared, we're still very much around. But this particular season is going to be coming to an end this year, the last Saturday of December. And it's been an amazing journey, and one of the things I had to reminisce about is the fact that starting the first episode of this season and looking at how far we've gotten and the numbers, it was this season we had our first 1k plays, and I'm super grateful. Aside all the troubles and problems and everything, God has just still, you know, turned up for us, and things have actually been good, really. And I thought about how, you know, transitioning from the wilderness Katsina experience into the metropolitan life in Lagos, and the mixed feelings I had about coming back and doing the whole podcast thing, and how I've been able to keep at it even to, you know, I think this is like 16 or 17 episodes we've done this year, and I'm super proud of myself, God, because thinking about it, starting this season, I never really did think I could be consistent at a thing, simply because I've had a track record of not just, you know, turning up and just showing up, but I think I have been helped by God to just be, you know, to just show grit and just show some level of consistency. And I feel like this year has just been an amazing year to practice consistency. And I've used this year and this season to try some experimental ideas. And shout out to all the Afin creatives who have been, you know, there from the get-go. They have been super instrumental to the success of where we are right now. A lot of hours of work have been put into this. And I just want to say shout out to our creative director, Mr. Tunde Abuaba. I just want to say shout out to my person and my partner, Ilekanach Chinoye. I want to say shout out to my OG, this lady is just super hilarious. And hopefully we're going to do something together as the day comes. Shout out to you, IJ Ilekanach, and shout out to Fumi Soya, shout out to Z's, shout out to Mike, shout out to all the Afin creatives, shout out to TRS. And I just want to say, you know, you guys have just been super helpful. You guys have been super supportive. Shout out to all the other people who brought in their stories for Toxic Series. Shout out to every single person who's been who's contributed to the voicing, our voice narrators. You guys have been awesome. Shout out to Enogala Gabriel. Shout out to a lot of other people, you know, who have just been super, super amazing on this season of TLBS. And like I said, this year and this season has just been an experimental one, and it gives me hope that next year and the next season of TLBS is going to be super, super accelerating. We're going to make, you know, tremendous improvements on a lot of things that need to, you know, improve. We're going to do bigger things, and I'm super grateful. I'm super grateful. This episode is more like a gratitude episode, not just to my team and, you know, my friends. Well, big shout out to God also, because, man, there were so many times I just didn't feel like doing this whole podcast shit. There's so many times I actually didn't want to, you know, continue on this creative journey. And but here we are, almost rounding up the season, and we're still doing more, and we're still going to do more. Gosh, man, I'm super proud of myself. This means so much to me, because if only those who are close to me would know that consistency has really been a big deal for me. And having to churn out episodes and content for more than 6 months straight, and not even having to miss one Saturday or giving out an excuse that, yo, we can't do this. Like, it's a big deal for me, and it shows me that there's prospect for the future. It shows me that there's more that I can achieve if I just put my mind at it. And to everyone out there who feels like, yo, things can be hard for you and stuff, just set your mind that you want to be consistent and just show up, you know? So it's all of those things. And I'm really, really, really grateful. And I just want to say a big shout out to every single person who consistently clicks that link to listen to us and to listen to our stories and listens to all our gist, all our funkiness, all our goofiness, all our mistakes and everything, who keeps supporting, who got us to 1K. You know, it means a big deal. And I just want to tell you, I know the year is not over yet, but season 3 of TLBS is going to be mind-blowing. It's going to be exhilarating. Trust me, there, like I said, this year was, you know, an experimental year. We now understand what it entails to, you know, put our feet or put our hands on the plow and not look back, you know. So we are ready to put in work. We're ready to serve you. We're ready to, you know, work, basically. We're ready to show you grit. And yeah, so those are some of the things I've been reminiscing about. Like I said, this is my journal, this is my notebook. And shout out to every single person I didn't make a shout out to specifically. I love you. To my home girl, I don't know if I should mention her name. I don't want people to know that I'm my home girl, so that you're not gonna steal you from me. But I love you so much. You've been super supportive for checking up on me, even though you've not called me like some days. I miss you, and I love you. For those who are close to me, they already know who I'm talking about, but you guys mind your business. But anyways, so that I think that brings us to the end of this episode. I don't know, I feel like my team members are not going to approve of this episode, because, you know, but sometimes I feel like I just need to come here and talk and just say things that are my heart, and whoever needs to be grateful for something should be. Try and practice gratitude more often. There's more to be grateful for than you see, and, you know, life is good if you, you know, have a very, you know, good perspective towards some of the things you see in life. With that being said, I'm super grateful once more. Thank you guys for clicking on this link this week. Please make sure to check out all of our episodes. If you missed, check out the Toxic series, check out the Me I Trust series, check out all our stories that we told, everything, whichever one you missed. And make sure you share, you tell someone about TLBS. And for that celebrity that we've been tagging on Instagram, on Twitter, you know yourself, shout out to us back. Yeah, we want to say we are making you part of this family, and we really love you, and we recognize your work so much. And I guess that's enough, so that I don't go on and on and on and on and on. So I hope you guys are doing great. Do not forget, you can reach out to me on Twitter at @Deyinka_black. On Instagram, it is @Deyinka_black. You can also follow us on Twitter. For TLBS, it is @TLBS_. On Instagram, it is @the_lumi_and_black_show. I'm sorry for the many underscores, but that is how Instagram will have it. That being said, I'm super happy, and bye bye everybody, and it's time to go. Take care, guys. Cheers.